It's a good show.
Hey, Townies, it's me, Daniel Van Kirk. Thank you for listening to the show. I love that you're here. I want to tell you about another podcast that I'm doing. Maybe you haven't heard of it. Maybe you have. It's called Pen Pals with me and Rory Scovel. We get letters sent in from you guys. So many Townies are already doing it. And then we just read the letters back to you. That's our response. It's your podcast. We just talk about it. Stick around because at the end of this episode, there's going to be a little sample, a little teaser of what Rory and I are doing. It's a really, really fun show and another great opportunity for me to get to interact with all of you guys. So I hope you'll listen to it. If you like it, come over, listen to the full episode, rate, review, and subscribe so that you can keep hearing more Pen Pals and become a Pen Pal with me and Rory. Thanks.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you?
Population Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz, you are with us today.
Welcome to town.
Thank you for joining us in the town.
Please,
today.
Thank you so much. So lovely to be in this town. What a lovely town you guys have
it's
built.
It's lovely
well,
and
stick around
dumb.
For a minute.
Stick around for a minute and you'll start to feel.
See how dumb it gets.
Okay, of course. Of course.
We were talking with you before we even got on air saying, you know, we do believe the world is getting dumber or dumb is fighting smart and dumb is just beating it with dumb strength.
Yeah.
Smart as a bunny and dumb
is just petting it too hard right now. Like, stop petting the bunny.
Eyes
dumb.
Are on the outside. So we know that's happening. There's only one way to sort of fight back against that, and that is through comedy. Dan gets these amazing stories.
Welcome back, everybody, from the 4th of July. I hope everybody had a nice 4th of July.
Wow, the big break. What did you guys do in this big break?
I had a kidney stone.
Hey! You peed out?
And then I puked so hard that I popped blood vessels in both
my eyes. Oh, my God. You LeBron, your eyes.
I'm LeBron. I'm one of the X-Men. It's fantastic.
Everybody
actually,
needs a hobby.
He popped a vessel in one eye, and then he invited Draymond Green to poke him in the
that
eye.
Makes sense.
In the other eye, yeah.
Wait, did you pee it out?
I did pee it out.
How painful?
Way more painful before it was coming out. It was up in my, when it was painful, my back.
This is a story, Jay.
This is a story. This would be a story if Jay then realized he had like 27 worms growing in his eye.
Yeah. No, that was disgusting.
That's a story, right?
Because I was hanging out on a farm. But I did have Grace and Alan trip me. Right before I.
Oh, very cool.
Lovely.
You had a big week. You acted like it wasn't that big of a deal, but three celebrities fucked with you.
Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday, America.
Christ.
Did you do anything fun, crazy?
No, I didn't do anything crazy for 4th of July. I don't even remember what I did. I feel like I really didn't do much at all.
All right. Well, you're here.
I did.
This is part of the extended celebration.
I have been stretching since the 4th for this.
So we're ready.
Yes. So Dan gets great stories sent to us by our lovely townies all over the place.
I don't even know why we're waiting to get into one.
Dan, let's get into a story right away.
It seems silly, Dan.
Here we go.
2 minutes in. Let's get into it.
This was sent in by Tim E. at Timothy I. _
I
limited.
This LTD. I don't understand, but I kind of love.
Well, I also say that you guys revved. You read it. All right, let's get into the story. This is from Tim E. at Tim email. Tim E. at Gmail.
We got to give credit. Ben, we got to give credit where credit is due. This guy sent it
Timothy
in first.
Timothy EYE _LTD.
Okay.
Timothy I. is limited.
Okay.
Maybe he works at the Limited.
Oh, stop.
What's the Limited?
The Limited was an old store.
Women's clothing.
I hate that we spent time on that.
All right, let's go.
Police.
You asked the question.
Say, a Livonia man.
That's Michigan.
That's an affluent
Livonia
suburb in between Ann Arbor on its way
and West Farmington Hills, Novi.
Novi, which is number 6.
Has this been hit before? This town been hit before with dumb stories?
No. A lot of stories, as you can imagine, come from Florida, and some come from Oregon.
So it's actually a nice, pleasant surprise.
All right, let's see what this Livonian man has to say.
Police say a Livonia man admitted to torching a sport utility vehicle one night last month because, in his words, quote, it was way too loud. He had had enough of that SUV.
But you know when you get pushed in life? You know you get pushed in life and you say to yourself, I can't. I saw like Tom Segura posted something on his Instagram feed about two dudes in an airport, and one of them looked like Pac-Man Jones. And they, one guy was giving the other guy so much shit, and he just was pushing him and pushing him and pushing him, and the other guy, someone's just filming this whole thing. They got it. Like, they got
they
into
got a real fight.
Fight. You saw the moment where it switched, and you're like, okay, this person was pushed too far. If the guy would have just pulled back a little bit, so.
But
clearly,
how long was this guy mad at an SUV?
I mean.
Well, also, what is that? I have a lot, this is what I fear is going to happen. Anytime someone plays Would You Rather with me, yeah. I'm always like, I have a series of follow up questions before you ask your question.
Please. Yeah.
So, this, for this, is it like, is it when the car was in motion?
Yeah,
it was
maybe it's got like a muffler
that's. The exhaust
kind of,
is fine. And also, did he take it out when someone was in it? You don't have these answers.
Could it be he thought it was loud as in like it was yelling at him?
Like, yeah, like it was there. And it's
shut
just
up.
Like,
if you're telling a car to shut up,
if you say to a car, gonna tell me I'm not a good father, like that, now you're in like right. a whole situation.
This sounds like Foxworthy stuff. I was like, if you feel like a car, is, if you tell a car to shut up, you may be a Livonian man.
A Livonian.
If he's how long was he mad at this car and telling someone, I'm gonna do something about that car, to which they were every day being like, no, you're not.
How much of a hole in his rug did he pace? Just back and forth.
What was the thing that broke the camel's back?
Well, what was the moment where it switched?
According to Livonia Police Department,
L-A-V-O-N-I,
if you're nasty, a man was awakened.
L-A-V-S-D.
Was awakened by a noise outside his house on Cardwell around 2:30 a.m., which is right after the bars closed.
There we go. So
the man went outside and saw another man pouring something on his 1998 Explorer. And lighting it.
Okay.
That is a long time to have an Explorer.
I thought the guy who woke up is the guy who did the lighting.
I thought so as well.
No, so the guy wakes up.
2:30 in the morning, walks outside.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Pouring lighter fluid on a car. How loud is that?
That can't be that loud.
Not loud at all.
Would that arouse you from your sleep?
No. My slumber would not be disturbed. From a gentleman pouring liquids on something else?
Which means, you know, he was probably yelling at the car.
That's correct.
While he's like, you son of a bitch car.
That's correct.
You like this car?
Or
this guy has superhuman heat. Like, he just hears like a little squirt on the top of the car.
Yes.
And he's in bed. He's like, baby.
I hope.
She's like, what? He's like, is someone pouring lighter fluid on
I'm almost certain my car's about to get on fire. What? You have that dream every night. Shut up.
I'm serious. It's happening. I heard a squirt.
Yeah,
their
right.
argument. So fine. Go out.
Go.
Go.
Go. Shoot him if he's doing
it. I will go
out. Yeah, right.
Sorry. I will go out.
Divorce me.
If I'm right, then I'm right about a lot of other things.
Yeah. He turned to her. The last thing he said when he left is like, you better hope I'm not right.
Oh, my God. Honey? Yeah? I just heard a Brita water filter. Be poured in Montreal. What superhero are you?
He has the ability to hear insignificant
water sounds
from far away.
I think you guys are skipping over the fact that he cares this much about a 20-year-old Ford Explorer.
By the way, if you own a Ford Explorer that's 20 years old, you care about it.
This is you're Foxworthying everything. If you own it, you literally do it.
Ford Explorer has a tape in it that has a cord that connects to your phone.
To your disc,
man.
By the way, and maybe it's just me watching movies too much, if you put that to fire, wouldn't that hit the gas and become an enormous explosion?
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, yeah.
That's his hope.
Yes. So he goes outside, sees, and I imagine this person recreating the scene from Reservoir Dogs while they're lighting this on fire. That's why he woke him up. He was
dancing?
Playing Stuck in the Middle with You, like loud on a jukebox. A boombox.
Right? And he's dancing
and
spraying.
He dollied up a jukebox.
He's got a jukebox-shaped boombox.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really smart.
Yeah.
He goes outside, sees the man pouring gasoline, some sort of liquid.
Sure. It's
1998
flammable
Explorer,
liquid.
And lighting it, which means he watched him for a while.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because wouldn't you be like, whoa, hey, whoa. No, he stood there and watched.
Last drops, match, go.
The man who was woken up confronted the man outside.
Yeah. Yep.
Now identified as Jonathan Bingham.
Oh.
JB.
Jonathan Bingham.
Of the Livonia Binghams.
Yeah.
Jonathan Bingham, JB if you're nasty.
Yeah.
He then ran north on Cardwell, police said. The witness/victim then found a bicycle leaning in the bushes on his property that did not belong to him. So you lost a Ford Explorer, but you gained a bike.
And then he took the bike to chase after the guy?
That's right.
Doesn't say.
Oh, the Explorer, he just jetted.
Was fully engulfed when police arrived.
Yeah.
Which makes me also think he let that fire go.
Yeah, yeah, by the way.
Because if you walk out when he's pouring it and lighting it, that is not.
Guys, it is a 20-year-old Explorer. He's like, I'm due for an upgrade.
You're going to get money also.
You're going to get money.
What are you going to get out of 20? The insurance company is going to be like, here's 2 movie tickets.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a 20-year-old Explorer.
He confronted the man. The man runs away.
So he left his own car burning to confront this man.
Yes. Then he went and found a bike. Meanwhile, car still on fire.
By the way, that is
how... This car that was bought before 9/11, in a time when this country was a different country, essentially.
By the way, this is how Lewis...
Clinton era. This is a Clinton era car.
Lewis of Lewis and Clark died the same way.
Oh, my God.
20-year-old Explorer lit on fire.
I guess insane, by the way. Who knew?
At Sklar Brothers. Mm-hmm. It was good, though.
It's
I liked
a terrible
it.
Joke.
Police used a tracking dog to search for the suspect, but Jonathan Bingham soon called the police station's front desk himself.
Oh my God.
Why did
dummy.
He call?
To turn himself in?
Nope, to report that his bicycle had been stolen.
That's amazing.
World class.
That's
turn
our crying game end. That's the end of the crying game.
Guys, there are like 6 levels to this story. We're only at 2.
For real?
Yes.
I love
it. I love the idea that he saw who stole his thing. Of course.
Well, he knows. Right. I'm going to leave it there.
He left the bike here, and then I'm going to frame someone who stole my bike.
It's like Usual Suspects. When you Jonathan find out Bingham that Spacey's a rapist.
Told police that he was at Plymouth and Inkster.
Yeah.
Officers found him near a car wash on Plymouth, east of Inkster, in Redford Township. I don't know why this reporter cares that much about
him.
Put
it on the dumb people town walking
tour. But meanwhile, Inkster is like a town in Michigan, and so is Plymouth.
Really?
Plymouth is where the old Silver Dome used to be.
I guess there's streets, too? I don't know. Yeah. Jonathan Bingham was dressed like the arsonist described by the witness.
Sure.
Wearing, this is what he was wearing
here. Sure. A suit.
Red basketball shorts.
Isn't the arsonist a show on CBS? Yeah. Am I wrong to say that?
It's a guy who can mentally start fires.
He's the mentalist arsonist.
Yeah, isn't it Mentalist and Bones put together?
Yeah. Mentalist and Bones is
the arsonist, right?
He, just using his brain, can... That was my favorite thing about the Mentalist, is like he uses his brain...
He superpowers
his
brain.
He uses his brain to figure out crimes. So you mean like every detective ever?
Yeah. And by the way, in the arsonist, his name is like Henry Arsonist. It just happens to be that he works with fire.
This is a coincidence.
Is insane.
Look, I know my last name is Arsonist, and I could have chosen a million other fields to go. My parents wanted me to go to law school. I was drawn to this.
It was
like,
amazing.
I was drawn to this like a moth to a screen.
Jonathan Bingham was dressed like the arsonist described by the witness, wearing red basketball shorts and no shirt.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why would he be wearing
that
a shirt?
That is the arsonist.
He knows it was going to get hot. There's no reason to burn up a shirt.
Right.
He knew it was going to get
dressed for the
what
episode.
What do they say? When you're cooking, no loose sleeves.
That's exactly right.
When you're cooking a Ford Explorer, no sleeves at all.
Don't get them off.
Dress for the episode of Cops you want to be on.
Thank you.
That's a great line.
Not the one you're currently on.
That's a great line.
So fucking true.
So in essence, it could be you're either dressed as an arsonist or like Horace Grant at a practice facility.
Sure.
That's what you are. Reg's basketball show.
It's also funny if they line up the suspects. It's like, who do you think it is? Like the guy who's charred wearing red shorts?
The guy with no eyebrows and just red shorts.
And if you're making a drinking game out of today's basketball references, you are 5 in.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Very cool. Jay
Green, Horace Grant.
Yep. I feel like there's one.
LeBron, there was a LeBron.
Yes.
LeBron.
Yeah. And those count too. So now you're 4 more.
Okay.
In.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Where was
fireballs.
He initially told police that he didn't know who had stolen his bike and was very angry and was trying to find the thief.
Yeah.
Now, there are 2 possibilities here.
Okay.
Either one, he's trying to distance himself or get ahead of what he did.
He wants to get out in front of what
he did. He genuinely thinks somebody stole his bike, but he's trying to skip over the part where that bike might have been stolen.
He's definitely trying to get ahead
of it. It's like in the Netflix thing, The Staircase. Did you see The Staircase?
I just finished it yesterday.
I just finished
The Staircase. Don't ruin it to anybody. Do you hear, separate from... All right, I'll talk to you afterwards.
Let's talk about it afterwards. So I just finished The Staircase. It'd be like, in The Staircase, the guy who's accused of murdering his wife, being... like right after the murder, like being upset that the fountain isn't working.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like if I maybe get out, like that person who's this crazy thing happened, but he's like, wait a minute,
let's concentrate on this.
This isn't spraying the right way.
Yeah.
So he says to police, I'm very mad someone stole my bike.
Of course he did.
Under further questioning, however, Bingham said he had set the fire. That's how quick we broke.
He just cracked.
That's how quick it
was.
Yeah,
but there's a fire going on. Yeah, yeah, I set that, but my bike.
My bike is...
Can someone please play the police officer, and I'll play Bingham real quick, going in on this and seeing how quick it takes me to turn. Listen, I have a complaint. I left my bike somewhere, and someone stole my bike.
So, can you describe the bike?
Yeah, I lit the car on fire.
Well, No one even asked. I just asked you to describe the bike.
Can you describe the bike? Yeah, no, I was the one who lit the car on fire.
He said the explorer travels through his neighborhood and is, quote, extremely noisy, the police report
said.
Has
he complained in the past?
That doesn't say so. Oh. He found out where it was parked. Quote, I wasn't going to do nothing at first.
Which means you were going to do something.
I wasn't going to do nothing at first. Uh-huh. And then I got into this whole thing that popped off, and then I kind of set it on fire. That's a quote.
I love that he, in some way, he is saying... The situation is bigger than
it's
his
beyond
ability
my
to
control.
Make, it's out of my control. Situation is bigger than my own decision making. Like, mm-hmm. It just popped off.
It happened to him.
Right.
It happened to him.
I poured the lighter fluid on it. I lit the match or the lighter
but
itself.
But it was out of my control.
But this was not something
no,
that
he
I
didn't
could
mean
control.
To.
It
yeah,
happened
you guys
to
don't
him.
Understand. Literally, he says, this whole thing mm-hmm. that popped off,
yeah.
and then I kind of set it on fire.
I kind of set it on fire.
After this whole thing popped off, what is the whole thing that popped off?
Just the idea of it noisy?
It's the whole thing.
He says, I got into this whole thing that popped off. I have no clue.
And then
clue
the car was on fire.
And then I kind of set it on fire.
There's a lot of A to C there. We don't
kind
know exactly
set it
what's
on,
happening.
Kind right. You set it on fire. You don't kind of set something
is it,
on fire.
Is it popped off a term like it's like no pun intended,
off?
Like it's lit, like it popped off, like
right. oh yeah, like someone's
we,
popping.
Yeah,
it's
we hung on, and then it popped off. Right. It popped off.
It was
I
lit.
Don't know.
It was lit.
Literally.
Oh, when someone says popped off, does that mean jerk off? No.
No.
I popped a quick one off.
Popped off means like
I've been saying that every day.
No. That you popped a quick one off.
Yeah. I'm gonna be late to the meeting. I popped a quick one off.
I gotta pop one off in the bathroom.
I'm gonna be popping off in the bathroom.
Listen, that's what Bill Maher every time before every show pops one off.
No, he does not.
That's why he's so relaxed.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, that was a rumor.
Tell people that?
It was a rumor.
So we're going to throw a big allegedly on that one.
Yes.
Asked why he set the fire, Jonathan Bingham said, it was way too loud. It was waking me up.
Okay.
Indirect reference, but I think he means the car.
The car.
He got pushed too hard, guys.
Yeah, man.
I am now going to show you guys what Jonathan Bingham looks like.
Oh, wait, before we see. Have you seen already or no?
I have not seen already.
No. Can we guess before we see?
Feel free.
Yeah, like describe him before you
see. Well, in my head, I had a thing, but now the way that you smiled when you said, I'm going to show you, I think he's a very... skinny, smaller gentleman.
Okay.
I think he is very blotchy skin.
Very mm-hmm. smart.
I think he hasn't shaved in 4 weeks, but it looks like he hasn't shaved in just one day.
Okay.
So he can't really grow connectors on his beard.
Okay.
And I definitely think he looks way older than he is. But we'll probably do a guess the age. Are we going to?
We are.
We're going to guess the age, which is my most fun thing in the world. Which, by the way, we can guess the age just based on the facts. That's fine. Sometimes seeing a picture of someone in the show.
Oh, that'll definitely turn me.
It is, but it's more deceiving than actually.
If I'm showing a picture, it's because
it's worth it.
You know, like in a criminal case, like sometimes more evidence is bad. Like you actually form a better.
Shut up. Don't say anything else in the courtroom.
I got enough. A better opinion. Okay.
You guys ready to take a look?
And this will be on the Facebook page. Everyone who's listening to this show, if you're not joined the Facebook page to get into it.
This is where you get to see these.
Okay, both of you are right in parts.
Yes.
Certain parts of what you said are right.
Yes.
You ready for this, Jim?
Yes. All I'm going to say is he has a goatee.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is he going to be like 12? Oh, he's all over the place.
Okay.
He's not happy.
He thinks Tom Petty's his dad.
He's not happy.
God. He's like he's transitioning into Tom Petty.
I feel bad for him. Is that weird?
You should not feel bad for him. He's aces.
Okay. His hair, he's got a comb over, but then really long hair.
And it gets blonde.
It gets blonde. It's been highlighted in certain areas. Uh-huh. He's wearing glasses that...
He definitely hasn't shaved in 4 weeks.
He's wearing glasses that your mom would get at Walgreens when
readers.
She lost her regular glasses.
Yeah, definitely.
He has the perpetual look of someone who's just been fired by a Verizon store.
That's smart.
Yes.
Like
that he didn't
time.
Work at.
And his skin is blotchy, and he has a little bit of a beard.
Questioned by a detective later, Jonathan Bingham said he had been drunk earlier in the day.
Of course!
And riding his bicycle, ready for this next layer? Riding his bicycle with a man he knows as Mad Mike.
On his bicycle?
I don't know if they were tandeming or together. What they were doing.
Hey, man.
Up on the pegs. Hey, Mad Mike is on the pegs.
Mad Mike, you want to cruise around?
I love that.
He's riding
Mad Mike is in the basket.
With a man he knows as Mad Mike.
He's E.T.ing Mad Mike around town.
Who had complained about the Explorer and said he would pay someone to set it on fire.
He's now the accomplice. He's just a shill.
No, he's Mad a Mike's gun for hire.
I love it.
Mad Mike is pulling the strings in Livonia.
They're driving around and Mad Mike's, you know what I hate? You know what?
Right.
Loud Explorers. Mad Mike doesn't need anything else to get mad about.
Quote,
and now he's got something.
Jonathan Bingham said in a written statement, I was intoxicated with that idea in my head.
So was it comma? I was intoxicated comma.
No, I was intoxicated
with that idea.
With that idea in my head.
You can't blame Mad Mike, right? That you can't blame Mad Mike.
Mad Mike.
My man. You can never blame Mad Mike. My man. That would be insane. You can't blame. He literally is just saying like, oh my, I want to blow that place up. And then you blow the place up.
Right. Well, listen. But Mad Mike is Osama bin Laden.
Mad Mike has a crazy influence.
He didn't fly a plane into anything.
Right.
But Mad Mike is ready.
Mad Mike just suggested it would be great if somebody set that on fire. I'd pay somebody if they
and
did
you know,
that.
And Mad Mike knows that all he has to do on a long bike ride with a drunk friend is just float the idea.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? I'm going to just put it. Like, he's a master.
He's
a puppet
master.
Knowing just how much to reveal, show a little bit of leg,
JB.
And then the guy's going to want the whole
JB.
Thing.
Yeah? Bingham?
I'm just saying. What if somebody set that Explorer on
Shut
fire?
Shut up, man. For real?
I mean,
yo, would that be funny if I did that?
What if I had money?
I'm just saying.
That would go to a person
I'm
who.
How much money?
Money.
Enough. Okay. I'm listening. You have my attention.
Bingham went on to say that he bought gasoline and set the Explorer on fire. I'm going to ask you guys, how much money do you think Jonathan Bingham spent on gasoline?
Okay, this is a good...
What do you think he thought would get this job done?
Okay.
Now, you are our guest, Ben Tritzy.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. I know exactly what it is.
It's easy for me.
Okay. He got, you know, like when you get on the grill and you have one of those squeezy guys?
Mm-hmm.
He got one of those squeezy guys, and that's what he used, because that's readily available.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not him buying gas at a gas station.
That's right.
And also, that is 100%, and I think he used about half to a whole one of those.
So how much money if you had to put that?
Oh, how much money for that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to run you about $14.99 to $20.
Okay.
All right.
$15 to $20.
$15 to $20. I'm going to say $12.
All right.
I'm going to say $8.
$8.
Yeah, you got 2 gallons of gas.
I feel stupid. Can I change my answer?
No.
$15 to $20. I stick with.
Jonathan Bingham spent $2 worth of gasoline.
He really laid out for this.
Right.
Hey, man, I'm trying to light a car on fire. Oh, you're only going to need $2 worth of gas for that.
Okay,
really?
Fill that thing
Give me $2 worth of super unleaded. Why do you need super unleaded?
Do me a favor. I want it to burn clean.
Okay, fine.
One block east of the fire scene, police located a plastic gas can and a mug smelling of gasoline, which means he had a coffee mug
full
like,
of gasoline.
Full of gasoline.
Oh, that's
walking
cute.
It very.
That's cute.
It's kind of cute.
It is really over.
Yeah, however, yeah, yeah. Captain Ron Tagg.
Love him.
Ron Tagg.
Love him.
Who's in charge
no
of the police
extra
department?
Syllables needed.
No.
Captain Ron Tagg does. He seems like a DJ on the Yacht Rock series.
Oh yeah, Captain Ron Tagg.
By the way, my favorite channel.
Unbelievable.
When summer comes along and Sirius has Yacht Rock, I'm telling you, I listen to it while here parking.
It is the best.
It is the best. And when it goes away, I feel so cheap. When it turns like the Bette Midler channel,
you're like,
no! What are you doing? Give me my Yacht Rock,
shit.
Man.
I don't need to hear her long transition into Broadway schmaltz.
No, but I will listen to her Broadway schmaltz.
I will. So Captain Ron Tagg, who's in charge of the police department's investigative division, said police investigated the Mad Mike angle and could not substantiate it.
Please tell me there is a bulletin board at the Livonia police station
collecting
that says,
yes,
the Mad Mike angle.
Mad Mike just, angle.
It's strings. Like the wire. Photographs.
Wow. How did
bike
he do
pictures,
it? How did
strings.
This madman do it?
That's his full name, Mad Mike Angle.
Oh. Is he Jewish? Is it? How do you spell his last name?
He's Kurt Angle's nephew.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. It's so insane. He wins all the awards for wrestling.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is.
I'm going to influence people. That's right.
Bingham wrote himself in the police report that said, I don't understand why I pursued burning someone's property. I never done it before and will never do it again.
Well, he seems like an educated man.
He feels reformed to me.
He made the right choice, and he's clean his hands. There shouldn't be another
done.
Sentence
All
about this whole story.
All gas is off his hands.
The Explorer's owner told police he had driven the vehicle home from work and parked it in front of his house at about midnight. He said he didn't know anyone matching Bingham's description. Mm-hmm. No one was hurt, and Livonia firefighters extinguished the blaze.
This is like the worst season of Fargo ever. Right. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to hire this guy to do this thing.
What's the car's status? Is the car
gone?
Gone.
It's dead. Engulfed.
Done.
I'm now going to ask you.
Yes,
I can't you are our guest. You can go first.
I can't wait.
Tig or third?
Tig was in the slot between the two of us.
What is Tig or third?
Tig was the first person to say she wanted to go second.
You can first. Between the two of us or third?
Oh, I want to guess first.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be swayed. I want to see what happens if I'm not swayed by anybody.
How old is Jonathan Bingham?
May I see the picture one more time, sir?
Of course.
Thank you very much.
I see that. Can you
like a spelling bee. Can you use him in a sentence?
Ben just asked Dan to approach
the bench. Tilt it down, please.
Tilt it down. New tint.
Can you put the brightness up, sir? No, no, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Can I have the country of origin?
Okay.
Can you use Jonathan Bingham in a sentence?
I can't.
Oh, this is incredible. And now I'm going to steer myself. If you're showing a picture, it's not going to be what it seems, correct?
Right. Well, I mean, well, but you never know.
Or it is.
It's exactly what it is.
Oh, man.
I just think it's sometimes clouds.
I have an answer.
Okay. I have an idea.
Okay. Okay.
108 years old. 28 years old.
28. Okay.
28. Right. And let me see your eyes when I said that. 28.
28. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Come on.
I'm wrong. And let me tell you why I'm wrong. I'm wrong because when I said 15 to 20, I got the same exact response.
All right.
So I know I'm wrong. And by the way, it means I'm high. Not only am I wrong, I'm high. So let that be a lesson to
you. No. This dude's 38.
38 years old? Yes.
Different eyes. Way different eyes.
38. This guy is 22.
22 years old.
You're right. The way, if I'm just reading faces, you're right.
All right.
Get your answers in at home. Everyone shout at whatever you're listening to.
Shout at your ham radio.
Shout at your earbuds.
Yes. Townies, feel free to play along wherever you're at.
My favorite Ozzy Osbourne song, shout at the earbuds.
Great song. It's also R.E.M.
Jonathan Bingham. We're going to close out story one on this. The man who set a car on fire because Mad Mike told him he would pay, he'd pay him to do it.
Yeah.
He used $2 of his own money.
Come on, 28.
An investment.
No whammies. No
to
whammies.
Get money for burning, which he never got, is 26 years old.
Are we playing Price is Right rules?
No.
Closest
no matter what.
I do love guessing games.
It's fantastic. So
fun. I'm not competitive, but I love guessing games.
You nailed that.
If anybody would have won, I would have been so happy.
All right, so Ben, just imagine.
What do I get as a winner?
You get the knowledge you walked in and kicked ass on some real experts.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about you got some live stuff happening, movies coming out. We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. This is Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
Hey guys, welcome back to DPT. Mm-hmm. We got Ben Schwartz with us, who is a tremendous follow on Twitter and on Instagram.
Sure. He is Rejected Jokes.
That's right.
Great Instagram follow, by the way.
And you have shows with another friend of this show, Thomas Middleditch.
Thomas on the show?
Yeah. He has, and he was fantastic.
He's so funny.
You guys do a fantastic live show together that is improvised.
Yes, we do a two-person long-form improvised show.
You did it at Del Close Marathon, right?
We did. We didn't do it at this Del Close, but we did Town Hall. Mm-hmm, instead, we went to New York. We did Town Hall. We've done this tour at probably 10 or 11 places. We did Vancouver. We're going to spread it to
this
Comic-Con this Friday. I'm going to check.
When this drops on Tuesday, the following Friday.
If this drops on Tuesday, it'll be that Friday.
Okay. Yes.
That Friday, and it is
I'll
so
be
far
at
all
Comic-Con.
You should come Friday night. At 7 p.m. at the Balboa Theater, fits like 1,100 or 1,200 people. And the whole thing is that all of our shows have sold out so far. This is the only one so far that has tickets left. So if you want to come, you can actually see us on the West Coast. It has nothing to do with Comic-Con, so you can just come to San Diego and see us. But I think it's going to be really exciting because it's going to be like we're going to be amongst our fellow nerds, which for us is like heaven.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then Thomas Middleditch has a nerd following?
I know.
That seems so bizarre.
Isn't that crazy?
That's weird.
The man
me.
Who built his own like flight simulator in his house so we can learn how to fly.
Capacitated.
Yeah. He flew, so he's a pilot and he owns his own plane. Do you know that?
Is he really?
Yep. No, he's a pilot. He has pilot and he owns his own plane. We did shows in the East Coast. He flew from LA to Nantucket in his little plane.
Really?
Yeah.
That would scare the shit out of me.
For me, I'm not the best flyer. I'm getting way better, but like I don't want to be on a small plane just because I'm nervous.
Right. Of course.
Yeah, and he flies, hours and hours.
So he probably had to fuel up like three times.
Yeah,
and he was flying the Bhagwan Rajneesh out of town.
Yes, it was a wild. It was a wild. He was flying. He was the guy. If you've ever seen that thing. thing from Oregon. He's that guy who took off.
He refueled in Charlotte, and that was the mistake. And on the way to the Bahamas.
They got him. They got him.
He still made the show, but he did fuck the bug once.
By the way, I don't think they talked enough about in that show that that gentleman like was just like a fuck freak.
Oh, my God.
They literally like glossed over the idea that he is, dude is boning every day.
Dude is just straight boning in like.
Anyone who's like every single person around him is a woman, you're like,
for what are you doing here? And naked and screaming?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. Like, you never want to hear the phrase, I got to wash his hair. You know what I mean? Like that. When someone says that, you're like, okay, there's a power thing going on here.
You have movies coming out too, right?
I have two movies. This is a very weird year for me. I have 7 movies coming out this year.
Holy shit!
Get out.
Very weird.
That's fantastic.
I was not in that movie. Uh-oh. But there's, not Get Out. But there's 7 movies. And so in August, I have 2 coming out. One is called, An Actor Prepares. It's with Jeremy Irons. And the other one, it's me and Sam Rockwell are the lead of this action UK movie that filmed in England. And it comes out the end of August. That one's called Blue Iguana.
I mean, that dude.
Fantastic.
He is so fun.
He's one of my favorite
Oscar Award winner.
I know.
And tremendous improviser, I heard, as well.
He's just like, the best human. He's like one of my favorite humans in the world.
I love that he's getting the credit he deserves. I mean, I was a fan from Safe Men.
By the way,
Safe Men, John Hamburg, Safe Men.
He was great
in
Green Mile. He was in the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a henchman.
Really?
Yeah.
He's so funny.
I just thought, like,
now I'm on board.
Go back.
You'll see it.
For fans of his, go back and watch Safe Men. John Hamburg did the movie.
Yeah.
Directed it.
By the way, Sam talked about that movie with me. It was with the gentleman who was, what's the other guy? He was in like 100 movies at that time.
Oh,
super funny dude.
The other lead.
Blonde hair.
I know, I'm like completely blanking.
Steve Zahn?
Yes, that's
Steve
his name.
Zahn.
So, you said that like you didn't just blow everybody's mind.
No. I remember that. I was taking for you a second to remember it. But then who else does a small little, no pun
Paul Giamatti?
Paul. Is he in it? Paul.
Barack Obama.
Paul Giamatti, doesn't he play like, Paul Giamatti plays the guy who works with the mafia in Rhode Island. Oh, it's so
I've never
good.
Seen it. I heard it's great.
It is a phenomenal movie. I love that you guys are getting it.
Peter Dinklage, isn't he in it?
Peter Dinklage.
You guys, I love
this. This is my
you...
third thing with Rockwell. I did a movie with him a couple years ago. Then I did Drunk History with him.
Nice.
Then we did this. And then we have a new movie we're going to try to sell.
You are.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
That's great.
I want it. But he's incredible. He's one
Congrats.
Of my favorite human beings.
So again, the titles of those movies.
Blue Iguana and An Actor Prepares. Blue Iguana is one with me and Sam that comes out at the end of August. I think it should be really fun. I have a mustache and I play a really creepy guy.
Fuck yes.
Love it.
Yeah.
Nice. Love it. All right, let's get into another story.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Do it.
Sent in by Eric McMurray. Uh-huh. At Eric_McMurray, MCMURR.
Thanks, buddy.
Why?
Thanks.
Thanks, Eric. It might not have been the best idea this Florida man ever had.
Okay.
It's a great way to start
Might
off
not have been.
So they're contending that this is a bad idea and he's probably had worse ideas.
So by his decision, you know that this man has made way worse decisions in his life.
Yeah.
According to the Putnam County Sheriff's Office, Douglas Peter Kelly, DPK.
Yeah.
DPK on DPT.
Read by
East
DVK.
Coast family.
Right.
Of Hawthorne in northern Florida, contacted deputies on Tuesday with a complaint.
Tuesday.
He said that this was his complaint. He calls the cops and he said,
"There's a Ford Explorer like blowing up in my
I just set a Ford Explorer on fire. Come get me.
My bike's gone."
This was his complaint. He said that he thought he had been sold bad drugs.
Okay.
To the cops.
He said it to the cops.
Yes. You guys got to get down
come
here.
Clean.
You guys got to get down here, man.
I bought Coke and it's bad Coke.
You come down here. You'll see. You taste it.
Just tell me if it's good. Then you guys can go.
Because you know the discussion that led up to that is him telling someone, I'm going to call the cops on this.
Yeah. You know how much money I spent on this? This guy cannot get away with it
anymore. I'm going to call the cops.
I'm not letting this guy
Who do you call? Who are you going to call when you have bad drugs?
Ghostbusters.
Coke Busters.
You always see in like movies and TV shows.
Did you say Coke Busters?
I said Coke Busters.
You always see this where somebody's like, well, they're breaking the... Like they screw over someone else who's breaking the law, and they're like, what are you going to do, call the cops? But every once in a while, you get a gem of a human who's like,
I'm going to call the cops.
That's exactly what I'm going to do, is call the cops.
In his mind, he's like, I'll set this straight.
Right.
You'll never sell bad drugs to anybody ever
again. I'm saving people from your mistakes, your terrible drugs.
I'm helping. This is like the person who goes to a comedy show and like help, you know, tries to not heckle, but talks to the comedians like, I'm helping you.
That's yeah.
I was helping.
The best.
They love it.
The best.
The police report on Facebook, because that's where we're at these days.
Yes.
States that the man.
Oh, I'm sorry. The police reported on Facebook?
Yep.
Oh.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
All the time.
This is
every
now
police department in our country puts everything
on Facebook.
On their Facebook.
Hey, guess
page.
Who we arrested yesterday? Here's the full report.
To brag or to find people that are
both.
Missing?
Both.
In Sheboygan, Wisconsin, they used it to find the Sheboygan clogger.
A guy who clogged toilets.
And they caught his ass.
They got his ass.
They literally
They caught my cousin Bernard?
Yes!
That's insane.
The Sheboygan and clogger.
The art that he brings to clogging tees.
I mean,
oh, my God. When he sees a tee like the way he wants to, oh.
Well, that was the best thing about it. The art of the Sheboygan Clogger. They had the cartoonist do an artist rendering of the Sheboygan Clogger.
What a gift.
It was a caricature of that person on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
We haven't seen clogging. Did we say we haven't seen clogging like that since the Netherlands was in the World Dance
Competition? Oh, that's a great line. That's a great line.
You know, every year in Wisconsin.
You can end the podcast here if you want. You're not going to do better than that.
Every year in Wisconsin, we go to the Bratfest in Harrisville, Wisconsin.
Yep.
They have cloggers there.
Of course
they do. Every year I go watch the cloggers.
Why do you go to the Bratfest?
It's like 20 miles, not even, 15 miles from our cabin up in Wisconsin.
Oh, how fun is that?
And we just go to the Bratfest.
How cool is that?
It's the best.
So here's my question.
I got a date.
When you go to a Bratfest, when you go to a Bratfest, for real,
yeah,
I'm asking you like, how many
This isn't a dick sucking thing. I don't know why we're doing this.
How many brats will you eat? How many brats will you eat?
A minimum of 3. Because
that feels like, well, how big is a brat? Because a brat can wind to be huge.
No,
it's just sausage.
They keep them about like, average height.
Minimum
like,
of
you don't have
three,
to wink
but,
at me when you say
max,
that.
I do have to.
You don't.
It grows.
You have to lick your lips, Dan.
Yeah, that's weird.
Guys, we're talking brats.
Maximum of what? Minimum of 3, maximum of how many?
8.
You would have 8 brats.
I mean, okay, well, 1 year.
Oh, your shit must smell so good.
1 year, you got to understand.
You basically shit in a casing.
No, you shit out a Wisconsin farmer.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, there's a gambling tent. Where any person of any age can gamble.
That's illegal.
Including Charles Oakley.
Cool.
Then there's Southbound, the country music band, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's obviously...
Southbound, they just do covers of Allman Brothers songs?
Yes.
Okay. I would and love then, there to
did
be...
Did you say Allman Brothers songs?
Yes.
Is it all like, a lot of water?
I would
like,
love there
they,
to be
And they
a
give
band.
Out free samples of almond milk.
That's
almond,
really,
almond milk.
How, that joke has to have been made, right? The Allman Brothers band, where it's just like these guys that have an almond farm, and they're like, just all they do is like...
The Allman Brothers have a big with the California Raiders.
Oh my God, they hate
each other.
They hate.
So here's the deal. First of all, it's only like $4 for a 2 brat meal, and
Prove
you go
it.
Like cafeteria style.
Okay.
And then they sell you brats straight up for like $1.50.
Of course they do.
Right?
Is that cooked or uncooked brat?
Cooked.
Oh,
cooked. Cooked.
Yeah.
Cooked.
But here's the deal. 1 year, Uncle Ken and Uncle Bob, we were all.
This is your Uncle Ken and Uncle Bob.
Okay. We were all drinking heavily at the Brat Fest.
It's the royal Uncle Ken and Uncle Bob.
Is there a beer that's popular with brat?
Well, they're just selling a lot of Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, style.
It's like
it's
by the truck.
Okay,
by the truck.
Scanning.
This is a town. I'm not shitting you. Of like 750 people, 30,000 people on one. It's the largest one-day outdoor festival in Wisconsin.
I love that.
Dan, you have a lot of these. Very
I know.
Niche
I know. Princeton
largest,
Flea Market, the largest outdoor weekly April till October flea market in the state.
That's right.
I love
so,
it.
1 year. Uncle Ken and Uncle Bob, we'd all been drinking a little bit. We're like, Danny, come here. And I go, what? And they're like, go over there to the cafeteria line where they're doing the brat dinners and see if you could start working with these guys. So I walked up and I said, I'm here to work. So then 2 minutes later, I'm serving potato salad by the spoonful.
Of course you are.
And then an old timer next to me who's in charge of the ice cream, he goes, come here, come here. And I go, all right. And he takes me into the back.
Suck my dick.
And he goes, I'm going to give you something. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, boy.
And he hands me a red. Now, everybody who's 21 and over is wearing blue bracelets to indicate that you're of age. Although in Wisconsin, if you're with a legal guardian, you only have to be 14 to drink.
Stop.
Congrats.
That's true.
Congrats.
So he gives me a bracelet. It's red. And he goes, now, you work here now. You walk up to any beer tent or
one
any
of
big,
us.
You don't pay for nothing.
Whoa.
So the rest of the day.
This is unbelievable.
I'm ordering pitchers
of course
by 3-4 at a time. And every time, after like a couple, they'd be like, hey, when you come back, man, come work for a little bit. Like, all right. And then I'd just go to another beer tent.
Of course you
And
would.
I think that day we probably ate more than 8 brats.
You're probably hammered.
Oh, my God, man.
All
but
right.
We're
what
just
a
in
weird
Wisconsin
day.
In the summer on Labor Day
is
weekend.
Is there singing and dancing from the bands and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They're playing a lot of Diamond Rio. It's wonderful.
Would you say it was the best day of your life?
It's up there.
It's got to be up there.
In terms of brats, yes.
Can you think
not in terms of brats.
Can you think of a better day?
Can you
no, I
compare
can't
it to watching your children being born, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I left really quickly after that.
Because you had a brat to eat.
Someone gave you a red wristband.
Hey, this red wristband isn't going to pay for itself.
All right, Dan.
It's going to drink itself.
So, guy calls cops because drugs he thinks were
bad. Police report on Facebook. That's where we which yeah, where we took sorry. A fork in the road, said that the man told deputies he'd purchased methamphetamine about a week earlier and had suffered a, quote, violent reaction after taking it.
Sure. Okay.
Then they write, that's not all. Okay. The suspect.
But can I say something? He's actually, if he has such a terrible reaction and it could kill somebody, he actually is doing the right thing by calling the cops.
Yeah. Totally.
Yes.
For real.
Totally.
So far, it's stupid, but also, he's correct. He may have saved somebody's life. All right, keep going.
The suspect went on to demand. That's where you start. Now I'm going to tell you cops what you need to do.
Now I see why I should have talked.
Tell you.
He went to demand that the detectives in the narcotics division test it for him to see if it was cut with something or if he had been sold something else.
Yeah.
If Kelly was indeed sold the wrong narcotic, the suspect said he wanted to press charges against the dealer.
God.
This is all on the phone.
Right.
Hey, you still there? We're still here, man. You keep going.
Jesus Christ.
Someone's typing this.
We're just calling
Facebook
a few more guys into the office.
Jesus Christ.
We're just on speaker, okay?
Yes.
You're not laughing.
Again.
Good. I want everybody to hear.
You're on our Christmas video. I mean, you're on speaker. So say it louder.
Deputies told DPK, Douglas Peter Kelly, to come on over to the station and they would happily test the drugs for him.
This is the moment where, as a cop, you're like, we're just going to really be on his side on this.
Sure.
No way
could we get him in. I'm telling you. John, I'm telling you.
No,
watch
dude,
this.
There's
watch
no
this.
Way you get him in.
I swear to you. Watch this. Oh, yeah, wait. You tell me you have bad drugs?
Yeah, I got bad drugs.
All right. Do me a favor. Come in and I'll take care of it.
Come on when?
Just come to the police station whenever
you're
you want.
You're going
to
test it for me?
Yeah.
Now, I demand this. You test it right away and you go arrest the son of a bitch. You sold me the methamphetamine.
It's a soft yes and we'll see what happens.
All right, I'm coming in.
Boom.
I can't believe
bucks.
You got
20 bucks.
It.
20 bucks.
He did it. I didn't think he could
well,
do it. I'll give
well,
you 25.
Watch this. Get that prostitute on the phone. I'm going to ask her to come over and test her goods
Janine.
Also.
Janine.
Deputies told him to come over to the station, and they would oblige him. The report said that Douglas Peter Kelly drove to the sheriff's office and handed the detectives a clear, crystal-like substance wrapped in aluminum foil.
Yep, dummy.
The substance field tested positive for methamphetamine, the drug Kelly intended to purchase. So now he's like, oh, wait, it's good?
All right.
I'm going to go.
Give it back.
I'm going to roll
amazing.
Out
there.
Thank you guys for checking. I'll see you guys
dude,
later.
Dude, this is a huge day.
I'll just take my tinfoil.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, no. You guys are the best.
Okay, and I got like a bucket of this back at home, so I just want to give you a tiny bit, and this is
no,
great.
No.
Serve and protect.
Thank you guys. Wait, no. You said
hey,
you got
cool
more.
Hey, cool, about your car?
It's not. Well, you can ride in the back. We'll drive you around.
Sure.
Someone give me a lift?
So it tests positive for methamphetamine.
So you get to arrest him right there.
Though Kelly could rest easily knowing he bought the real deal, he was nonetheless immediately arrested.
Yes, of course. Of course.
So
I mean, there's
dumb.
No. By the way, if they tested it and it had no trace of drugs, they couldn't arrest him.
He's like, we're going to take you over into this waiting room over here. It's just bars.
We're
just going
to make sure no one gets
cool. There's one seat because you're next. Whenever the next person who's up to have something checked goes into this locked, this locked cage, yep. And
hey,
then that's
if this
the
is
next
good,
up.
I'm going to take it if you guys are cool with that.
No.
You
we're
sure?
We're going to put you in here. We just want to protect you. We don't want anyone right. coming
and
in.
And
we're just
going
to put
nice.
We're going to put these two bracelets that are connected to each other on your wrist because that's what we do for the next person.
Are they red? Do I get free and unlimited
no,
drinks.
No, free beer.
Okay.
They're silver, but you're gonna like them.
And just so I know, you guys aren't fucking with me, right?
No.
Okay.
Why would we fuck?
We're gonna
with
like
this guy.
This
big guy's gonna fuck you in the ass. But that's just what we do for the next guy up. Who's
just? Can you give me a little bit more explanation about the guy fucking me in the ass?
No. We'll see you guys later.
All right. Take care. Good to see you.
Stay in the cage.
Okay. You by mistake had my drugs.
No.
He was charged with drug possession and then walked over to the Putnam County Jail and held on $5,000, which they had to walk. Like, hey, we're gonna go for a walk. Which
so
is literally
which
what
cop
you guys
is like, this
out.
Is my arrest. This
I get
on
credit
my,
for this.
I get credit.
The guy
for
who
this.
Talked to him on the phone,
right? Yeah. So it's like
that's
a car
like
dealership.
When someone sells you something at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
All right. Who got? I mean,
who
like,
helped you with this?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I talked to one
is
guy on the phone.
I was in hand towels, and he was like, "Where are the bowls?" And
yeah,
I pointed.
But by the way, you
I
didn't
pointed.
Help me with I am bowls just because I wasn't there. I didn't get to say it, but I was bowls.
But if I would have said we don't have bowls, then they would have left.
I'm in shark vacuum cleaners, and I saw the whole thing happen. And
but
it was
you didn't have anything to do.
It was directly between the bowls and the hand towels. So
Charles, but where was he, Charles?
I don't know. So
wasn't he closer? He bought. What did he buy? This is so super around this
just,
conversation.
Just Charles,
what did he buy?
Can I please bring?
What did he buy?
He bought a
but
hand
tell
mixer.
Him that if I didn't Don't. Say they're right over there, then he wouldn't have walked.
Arnold is making no sense.
I'm going to bring Pierre in.
Pierre.
Can you please just tell them what if it goes right in the middle? I mean, we're talking one aisle from
each
side.
What'd you buy, sir?
Thank you. It was bowls, correct?
No, he bought him a hand mixer.
But he said, where are the bowls to me?
To who?
To me. I was in towels, and I said, it's over there. Now, if I would have said, we don't have bowls, he would have left.
This is stupid.
I'm going to split the commission.
Not stupid.
Fine, we'll split the commission.
All right, great.
We'll split the commission.
All right, fine.
I get it. Because I've settled this deal. The sale's only happening because I settled it.
Thank you, Pierre.
No, you don't get Pierre.
The sale's only happening because I settled it.
Pierre, you're a security guard.
You were in the bathroom.
Pierre, do you have the key?
Yeah, I have a key.
Thank you. Can I take it?
We just need the key.
You cost your commission. Right. Officers did not charge Kelly for
Whoa.
The test.
That's
oh,
nice.
For the test.
For the test.
They should have charged.
Hey, you get that one for free.
$5,000 bail.
Then they wrote on Facebook, this is a quote from the police department. Remember, our detectives are always ready to assist anyone who believes they were misled in their illegal drug purchase.
Okay, that was them
now
trying
they're just
to be
being funny.
Public,
now they're just
public notice. If you believe you were sold bad drugs, we are offering a free service to test them for you.
That's
okay.
So this
oh
is now
this
is the
I
sweet
bet people
tea.
Will use it.
They want likes, right?
Yeah.
That's like no joke. They're trying to get likes on Facebook. They're trying to get retweets and likes.
I'm gonna ask you guys. Mm-hmm. How old is Douglas
Oh,
Peter
I love
Kelly?
This game. This Let me
is,
go first.
You're already okay. one for one.
I'm one for
you
one. I guarantee
again?
I sweep.
Get in here.
Do we have three stories in a show?
We do.
Oh, I'm going to sweep.
Okay, sweep it.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
I would like to go first.
How old do you
and
think
you can
is?
Call that the Ben position now.
You got it.
Okay. Great. If I nail all three, you have to call it the
okay,
Ben position.
I'm not going to show you the picture.
There's only
after.
One person who's gotten two right in one show.
Oh, no.
Jimmy. Kevin Pollak.
Kevin Pollak got it exactly right.
Oh, I haven't done that.
Same age.
I haven't done that.
Okay.
Kevin's also brilliant.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, you want me to guess without looking?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
How old do you feel he is? Let's walk it back. You know he has a phone.
You know
he seems to live in a house, at least by himself. We haven't said or not said.
He has money to buy drugs.
Although it could be somebody else. We never indicated if there's... He has money to buy drugs.
But also isn't sure that he bought the correct drug, which means he's probably not older because an older man would have had
enough
experience.
A lot of drug history?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to say this.
Okay.
It's good detective work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's stupid, but I guess a lot of these stories would be dumb.
Florida.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to say 17.
17 years
But I haven't seen any picture yet.
Right.
When I see the picture, I like to change my mind.
Okay. Fair enough.
Jay?
24.
Wow.
24.
What an idiot you are. Jay, you're a fucking fool.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
I say he's 33.
33?
You guys are being lunatics right now.
You're going, Jesus birthday.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to tell you the age, and then I'm going to show you the photo.
Okay, great.
Townies, get your answers in wherever
Shout
you may be.
At your earbuds.
Shout. Shout.
Let it all out. How old is Douglas Peter Kelly? He is the man who bought meth, had a bad reaction.
Called the police.
Called the police to have him test it. They did, then arrested him.
He's 19. I said 17, but he's 19.
What'd you say, Rand?
33.
Shit. What'd you say, Jay?
24.
And
17.
17.
Douglas Peter Kelly.
Oh, he's like 50.
Is 49 years old.
Oh, my God. I knew it was up the ladder.
I was
going to say 45. I'm going to show you the photo, and you're just going to be like, his face is like, you got me. You got the DPK.
Oh my God.
Man. Look at him.
What a dumb.
That's a guy who doesn't understand how his email works.
Yeah.
No, that is a guy. Right. That is correct. When he's calling you, he's by mistake FaceTiming and you see his ear.
Is he wearing a shirt or is he getting a haircut?
No,
he's getting
a
haircut.
New thing in Florida where they keep putting these smocks on people, and I don't understand why.
Is it to not see the clothes they're wearing?
I guess. Or maybe just so many of them don't have shirts on when they come in.
He's like, put the smock on.
Maybe he was wearing a shirt that said Coca-Cola and they're a Pepsi company.
Yeah, guys,
we
are Pepsi police.
We can't get free advertising
Isn't
on Facebook.
Isn't his facial expression just like, shit?
It just, he just, what an
idiot.
Well,
you got me.
Now my kids are going to keep not talking to me.
Oh my
God damn it.
And my stepkids. All right, Dan, give me a tease of the last story. What are we looking at here?
A man gets in a bar fight that you could never win.
Okay, great. That's
it's
it.
It's against the jukebox.
Ben Schwartz is that is actually a boombox. Ben Schwartz is with us. We have one more segment in Dumb People Town. Stay.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. We're up for our final segment. Next weekend, this weekend, coming up, Randy and I are in Schaumburg, Illinois.
Heck
at
yeah,
the Chicago
you are.
Improv. First time we've ever headlined that club.
And on August 17th, we're going to be doing a live Dumb People Town.
Petaluma Petaluma.
Petaluma Petaluma.
Oh, that's a
comedy
great
festival.
Name.
Fantastic.
There's so
at
many
the
great
Mystic
people
Theater.
There.
Mystic yes. Theater. Jay, it's a great theater. Let's sell this bad boy out. Jay and I are going to do an hour stand-up show, I believe, before it or after it. Or
after.
And after. You're going to tell one secret about the other person at this show.
We will.
If you guys are there, one secret
so
about
gotta
the other
show
person.
You've got to show up to find out what
you
it is.
You've got
to
show up. And it's huge. They hinted at it. It has something to do with the Solo franchise.
Yeah. Dumb People Town.
The Hope Solo franchise.
Hope Dumb People Town is at 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock
in the Majestic Theater. So come happy
Mystic,
hour with us or Mystic. And then Saturday night, I'm doing a headlining set.
Hey!
I think around like 8 or 10.
Daniel Van Kirk, you gotta love it. All right, let's get into this last story.
Here we go. Ready?
Bar fight that you cannot win.
Sent in by Francis Rizzo
Ford Coppola
the third.
What Francis if Francis Ford Rizzo Coppola III. Was a huge fan of this show?
I guarantee he is.
How great would that
love
be?
It. Would
what was
it.
Francis's last name in Stripes?
Oh, I just knew.
Don't call me Francis.
Did they say it?
They don't ever say
I
thought
it. They did.
I bet they do at some point.
Yeah. Mm. Relax, Francis. I literally could just read you the first sentence.
Okay. I want to hear
That's
it.
That's all we need.
It's a short story, but it is worth it a lot.
I love
here we go.
Bring it home.
At Francis Rizzo 3. Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting his own reflection in a bar window
no!
has led to an Iowa City man's arrest.
Cat I think man. You. By the way, I think you can win that.
No, you cannot.
You're
right.
You can knock the guy out.
He fought
Break his, hand.
His own reflection. At an Iowa
what
City
is he, a
bar.
Parakeet?
I love that.
Jesus
I
Christ.
Love that. I love this story.
Iowa the, City Police.
I don't know how there's more to it.
I mean,
you don't need it, right?
Yeah, no.
It's one for the eight. Like, it's the story that the bar will tell for the next 50 years.
It's great.
At any point in the story, feel free to guess how old you think this person is. Otherwise, we'll do it at the end.
Okay.
Iowa City Police were called to Bo James, which I guess is the bar.
Mr. Yeah. Bo James.
Mr. Bo James.
Mr. Bo Jangles. I just heard that song again, Mr. Bo Jangles.
Great song.
Oh, it's a beautiful
Nitty Gritty
song.
Dirt Band?
Jim Croce? Which version?
No, Sammy Davis Jr.
Sammy Davis Jr.
And Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I don't think Jim Croce ever did that.
Really?
No, Mr. Bo Jangles?
I'm pretty sure
Croce never did it.
No?
I feel like I do. I feel like I have that song.
I will absolutely tell you that Croce never did Bo Jangles. It was Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Sammy Davis Jr.
No, but Jim Croce did love a good person song. Don't mess around with Jim. Leroy Brown.
And
I got a name. Photographs and memories. Time in a bottle.
These are
I
all
love
great
me
songs.
Some
one of those is my parents' wedding song.
Ooh, do you remember which one?
Yeah, it was Time in a Bottle. I know all the words to it.
Yeah, I love that. I love some Jim Croce.
Yeah, Croce's amazing. And the way they use Croce in the first episode of Transparent, unbelievable.
Hit it. I knew it.
Croce?
I knew it too.
That's what
dude.
It's listed as.
It's not. That's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
They mislabeled it?
They mislabeled it.
Without you.
All right, good.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
But technically, you were both right.
Yeah.
No, but in essence, I'm wrong.
Yeah, but you knew you had it credited to that person.
I had it on my phone.
Yes. It's in your phone wrong, but it is... Because it's you don't see the photo. It didn't come up as a photo.
No, that's a Napster. That's from Napster. That's like when I downloaded songs from
those
Napster. That's like when I was in college.
Guys,
I was
guys
like,
I'm going to get the... In 22 minutes, we're going to have this song.
You're like, did Sublime do Mr. Bo Jangles? It says so.
It sounds
it's Nitty
like,
Gritty dude, Dirt. It's Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Is this right. crazy? Did Gwar do the theme for Moana?
I can't believe
is that possible?
Gwar did...
I was
remember me from Coco? Is that Gwar? Oh,
that song's sad. That'll be my wedding
my
song.
My kids will love
remember
it.
Me?
Yep.
A death song?
Iowa City Police were called to Bo James on East Washington Street, added to the Dumb People Town walking tour, just before 2 a.m. Wednesday.
This is when the bar is about to close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So shit's going. You better get it or hit it.
After a report of a male banging on the glass window.
Of course.
There they found.
A window, not even a mirror.
No.
Wow, so that's not even a full reflection.
Right. Well, that's why it was more... If it was a mirror, then maybe he would have known it was reflection, but when it was the glass kind of tricked
him. He could see the depth
him.
Behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right. It's like, wait a minute, I see there's someone
okay.
in there.
Okay.
It's like, and there's a room outside.
Okay. Joshua?
A guy who's matching my intensity.
Isn't okay.
that, it wasn't Seinfeld's great joke, was that like... You know, like a parakeet, and it flies in and hits the mirror, and he's like, wouldn't you think it would try to avoid hitting the other parakeet?
That's funny.
Great joke.
Joshua Job Browsey.
Love it. Job is his middle name?
Yeah,
Job.
Do you think it's Job?
I think
it's
Job.
In Iowa City?
Yeah, it's Job. That's very biblical in Iowa City.
JJB?
Yeah.
Of North Lynn Street was found leaning against the door when police arrived. He was also seen punching the glass window as officers approached him.
There you go. Look, he's mad at this guy.
And he's not going to take anymore.
No, he's done.
Brousey admitted to drinking earlier in the night and showed multiple signs of intoxication. When asked why he was hitting the window, Brousey said another male was hitting him back.
Wow.
Fist to fist.
And his fist
was meeting his
like,
fist.
His
like, fist feel like glass.
He was just equally as skilled.
He knew
just,
all my moves as I was doing. Moves. He knew everywhere I was
going. It was insane.
It was like no one could get a punch in edgewise.
Oh, my God.
Stop blocking me, you son of a bitch.
It was insane.
Stop it.
It's crazy.
Oh, you think you're fast, don't you? You think you're fast?
A guy yelling at a window to stop it.
Yeah.
That's insane. This guy was incredible at Meisner exercises. He was like an incredible.
Stop saying what I say.
Stop moving your mouth. Stop moving your mouth. Stop moving your mouth.
He just starts making out with it.
Imagine if the four of us are in that bar on the other side of the window watching him.
It's the greatest
I'm doing an angle where I'm not in the reflection.
That's
and
correct.
I'm just filming the whole thing.
Okay, so there was... Back when we went to San Francisco in 1994 to visit friends post college.
Was San Francisco, was the bridge built yet?
Not yet. They had just had the big fire.
Oh, they just had that big
earthquake.
Fire.
Yeah. Exactly. A cow tipped over. So we're there. But it was a very different city.
This was the 1900s.
Yes, of course.
This is as my son has referenced to me.
That's a great line.
My son was like, do you want to see the original Jumanji? Because we had just seen the other one. He was like, that's an old movie. That's from the 1900s. I'm like, don't you ever say that again. Do you ever?
How dare you?
So, 1900s, it's like friends of ours worked part-time at a bookstore and lived in the Haight. Like, that's how much
in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's like, you can afford to do it.
You can never do that anymore. And so we're there, and our friend gave us each, like, a pot cookie to eat at a street fair. And so
you and pot cookies.
Didn't realize how powerful it was going to be.
San Francisco weed is probably very different than regular weed.
And by the way, a street fair or a street kind of festival, amazing thing in San Francisco. The color, it was beautiful. Then we went to a party where a woman had cooked like 10 pies. And then we're sitting in like, there's a glass door to a patio outside. And we're all kind of sitting in just trying to land the plane that is our high.
I don't even think anyone was talking.
No one was really
talking. We're just sitting on couches.
And a young woman, God bless her, I felt so bad for her, but this was the greatest thing I ever saw. In the darkness of a night where you can't see whether the door is open or not, came with full force
right into the glass
thing. Right into the glass thing.
Oh, no.
This, in that one moment, I felt so bad.
Oh, no.
And she was fine. But this was, for us, the most entertaining thing.
The funniest
thing. Imagine a guy
sitting in the bar,
and a guy is just going at the window to
me. You mentioned
the
preamble of it, too, where he's like, do something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Oh, my
do
God.
Say something again.
Say it again.
No, don't say what I said back to me. Don't talk when I talk to you.
You say it again.
That first look has got to be so amazing. Like a side eye being like,
the fuck are you looking at, dude?
Lying to me?
What?
This isn't as intense, but when we were in high school, I don't know if you guys had this in high school, there'd be keg parties So we had keg parties at the thing. The whole idea is some kid would buy the keg. You have to pay $5 for a cup and you can get all you can drink.
Exactly.
Sure. So we would do that. And I, for basketball, I was always slow. So, which by the way, didn't work. I was like, I'm going to do cross country this year because I'm going to get myself faster. And I found out cross country
doesn't
just
make you
makes
faster.
It so you can run makes for longer.
Longer. Exactly. Longer.
But I did not gain any speed.
Ben Schwartz is like staying way after practice, but he's still as slow as he ever
and
been.
So me and my friend Rob Kim, who was a wrestler in the public school, Edgemont High School in the suburbs, and we both took it, and we both like were the worst at cross country. So we'd always come like last, but like we'd be next to each other like pushing. And I have a great story about how I you're not supposed to curse, I guess, and I was like not as good to be in the best race. I was in like the second best race.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the people who were in the best race were running, and I was going like, fuck yeah, come on. And the coach pulls me aside and he goes, you almost got us kicked out of this whole thing. Now get on the fucking bus or something like that. And I got on the bus and he saw me like that I was sad, and he goes, you know what? You can run your race. And this is how I did not take the sport seriously. I ate a full General Tso's chicken before I...
No!
And so I was like...
Before
I was so...
Cross country.
pumped because I was like, I'm going to do this because I fucked up and I'm going to prove myself. And I pushed myself so hard.
Did you shit yourself?
Of course I threw up. I threw up everywhere. But no, so me and Rob came at this party, and what happens every single time, which now as an adult is very funny and you can see, is the cops come every single time.
Of course.
Every time. They know we're drinking, and we get so scared because the lights go on, and what that does is it scatters 150.
It's like roaches when the light comes on.
So we saw the lights come on, and we're on the football field at the fucking elementary school, some
terrible
stupid thing that high school people do.
Idea.
And we're running, and Rob and I are leaps and bounds ahead of the other people. And we are like, hey! And we're like high-fiving each other, and we're laughing. And so Rob sees a fence, and if he can just jump the fence, right, then there's no way any police can.
No.
And I'm laughing hysterically, and we're all like, this is amazing. And I'll never forget it. He sees the fence, and he does one of those action, you know, like when you grab it and you pull your legs over the side.
Yeah.
He's running, and there was a full oak tree on the other side. So it was like a goddamn cartoon where it's just like, look at us, we're so fast. Running. And he goes, hey, look at this. And he runs, and it's just like he's airborne. He hits it and falls to the ground. And it was the funniest
thing. It is the greatest
thing
ever. Can't help it. It's like a legit life pratfall in life.
That's exactly right. And
it is
the joy we felt. It's like, you know, when you're kids and you can't stop laughing because you're like, look what we did. We did it cross country. And the reason that it helped us is we get
away
from
the cops. You're drunk.
Love it.
You're also getting away.
And high school drunk, which is like you're probably acting a little bit more.
And then your friend does something really stupid.
Oh, my God.
That's perfect.
Sorry, it just reminded me of that.
No, I love it.
Guy punching window.
Yes. That's what, yes. He had admitted to drinking. Okay. I forget where I even was. Oh, you seen punching
the leaning up against the door.
Rossi admitted to drinking earlier in the night. No shit.
Uh-huh.
And showed multiple signs of intoxication, like fighting himself in a mirror.
That's all you need. One sign. We need one sign.
Wrap it up. That's a wrap.
When asked why he was hitting the window, JJB said another male was hitting him back.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Subsequent questioning determined that Browsey had been fighting his own reflection. Those cops had to be like, walk me through
we
this.
We figured
man.
It out.
I also imagine him before
post
he even starts.
Post it on Facebook.
Outside smoking a cigarette being like, I'm going to turn around and you better not fucking still be there, right? Like, you're still here?
What? Dude, I swear to God, if just a slight alteration of this, the reflection was like the part of you that made mistakes in your life,
mm-hmm.
this could be an episode of Black Mirror.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm just telling
it's
you
like
that.
Hey, when Green Goblin looks in the mirror in those old Spider-Man things.
Right, and he's talking to himself.
When asked if he was fighting himself because he was extremely drunk, JJB replied,
"You're drunk."
In the affirmative.
In the affirmative.
Yes.
What did the guy look like? His face was just 10, body 9.
Yeah.
Big dick.
Huge.
So you should have seen how big his dick
you
was.
You definitely are talking like you saw your own reflection.
I don't know. And I looked at him and I was like, oh my God, how are you so beautiful? And you should live with your mom.
Look off your
he's
face.
Saying all sorts of. He's like, hey man, we're going to fight, but I want to know. You look like you've been misunderstood. A lot of people don't really understand that you're trying to get shit together in your life, all
there's
right?
One thing I understand, my fist is going to hit your fist?
What the fuck?
How do you know?
Browsey was arrested and charged with public intoxication. Mm-hmm. He pleaded guilty and was fined $65.
I would do assault and battery. By the way, $65
how
seems
do you get
like,
that number?
$65 at this point seems like far too little and far too much.
Yep.
It's going to be
insane.
Enough to keep him there for days.
Yep.
We charge him for, you guys want to see Avengers? Three tickets to Avengers? We charge him for $65. All right. Popcorn, $85.
I'll ask you guys, we'll play three rounds today. How old is Joshua Job Browsey?
Oh, that's an older gentleman.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go first, Tig, or
you
third?
You know what I want to fucking
the
go.
Slot. He's going
how
to the
dare
slot.
You? I want to go Ben.
Slot.
Okay.
Ben, slot.
Ben, Tigger, we'll figure out who the third is. I want, oh, God, this could be anything. I'm going to say 42 years old.
42 years old. That's a madman.
61.
61 years old.
I don't mind that.
I
don't mind that.
I think he's 29.
29 years old.
You're right. You could tell by Dan's reaction exactly what it is.
I don't think I'm right.
This is what Kevin Pollak tried to say, and he was wrong.
He was wrong. Go ahead.
Take Me to the River, written by Jim Croce.
Drop me in the water.
No.
You sure?
Talking it.
I have
Joshua
Job Browsey, a man who really beats himself up over things.
He's getting browsy.
Is.
He's getting browsy.
23 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Who guessed 28?
I guessed 29.
That's
so
incredible.
I got two.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Holy smokes.
23, that's just a kid.
Can we see a picture?
There isn't one.
There's no picture.
I know.
But you can see a reflection.
You can see a reflection of
in the window.
Those are great stories. Thank you to all of our townies who sent in. Join the Facebook page. Again, we are going to announce and
how
put together.
How fun is this show?
Show's so the fun. Best, dude. We're going to announce our Drip/Patreon campaign. That'll be coming up soon.
Yep.
So look for that. And as a way to where you can donate and get extra content and all that great stuff. Benchworth, cannot wait to see those movies coming out.
Yeah,
I just wish you had more coming out this year. I mean, seven.
Maybe next
amount.
Year you'll do better in the movie game.
I apologize.
And go see him at in San Diego.
Balboa Theater.
There are only
Friday.
A few tickets left.
2 days
get
there.
Get them now. Yes. If you're there. And oh, shit. We got to get back to work.